proclamation number 8144 dated the April 6, 1962. The adversary's increased activity against light bearers. I will never allow my adversary to disrupt a contact with me to Earth if this is established with a serious will to be of service to me. But neither will I ever prevent my adversary's attempts to intervene disruptively, because I do not curtail his will either. This explains the fact that you humans will often have to grapple with him, but that my power and love is so great that he will never be victorious over those of you who have voluntarily placed yourselves at my service. Nevertheless, you all have to watch out for his cunning and trickery, so that you will not give him the slightest reason for his anti-divine activity. For your own will is always decisive. If it applies to me, then even the greatest enemy will be unable to affect you, since then I myself will stand by your side and he will leave you alone in view of my light, which he avoids. During the last days he will find increasingly more vessels through which he will be able to express himself, which are enslaved by him and which will carry out whatever he impels them to do. Consequently, he will also create much turmoil, he will also try to cause a rift between my own, he will appear under all masks and often not be recognized. Yet your close bond with me will grant you the light of realization too, so that you cannot be deceived by his activity and keep away from him. However, the fact that he is unusually active cannot be denied, for discord will reign everywhere. There will be animosity among people everywhere, lies will triumph and hatred will become ever more obvious. And my own, too, will often wonder what caused them to become anxious. Impelled by inner restlessness they will often be hesitant and of weak will, but they will also take refuge in me time and again, and I will strengthen and comfort them and enlighten them about the cause of their agitation. And they will deliberately turn away from him and strive towards me ever more sincerely, and this heartfelt bond will provide them with the strength to resist him. Nevertheless, those of you who receive my word directly can rest assured that your service for me can never be at risk, because you are accomplishing a remarkable mission, a mission which is regarded as a rescue mission of immense proportions and utmost significance in this earthly period. To convey the truth to people who languish under lies and misconceptions and who are therefore in grave danger. He will never be able to stop this mission because I myself have erected a protective wall around my bearers of light, which not even my adversary can pull down. And although he will repeatedly try to attack this wall, he will not succeed in tearing it down, for I will also extraordinarily strengthen my servants. They will recognize him and offer firm resistance. They have become strong themselves, their inner light is shining brightly, and its ray exposes the adversary's cunning and trickery. They will see through him even if he appears under the mask of an angel of light. For he will also avail himself of those who believe that they speak on my behalf, who grant him admission due to arrogance or wrong fervor which does not concur with my will. You humans will still experience much before the end, and nothing else can protect you from error other than the most intimate bond with me. But then you can also be assured of my protection and my help. Then I will not let you fall into the hand of the one who is my enemy and adversary. For although I don't limit him in his activity during the last days, I will nevertheless hold my hands protectively over my own who have deliberately detached themselves from him and turned their will towards me. For they have made their decision of will on earth and have released themselves from his control for good. Amen.